Dusk time and quiz answer. Well, dusk is now at 9:05, so that's the time to switch the lights on and draw the curtains. And now for the answer to the last edition's quiz question. We asked you, Black, Italian, and Lombardy are all types of which tree? Well, at last, after a string of difficult questions, here is one that gives many listeners the chance to get it right. Those names are probably familiar to many of you, and it's probably just a case of digging into the memory banks to get the connection. And the answer is the poplar tree. So congratulations if you knew that. And now for items of information, especially for you listeners. Firstly, a first English patient receives an artificial cornea. A 91-year-old man has become the first patient in England to receive an artificial cornea. He faced a year-long wait for sight-saving surgery after a human cornea transplant failed, but he was offered a chance to skip the queue for an artificial one. Medics hope that one day the artificial corneas could reduce the need for human cornea donations. Cecil Farley, who said he had suffered problems with his right eye for about 15 years, had the procedure in February. He said he had gone from having no vision in the eye to sight slowly returning. Mr. Farley, who lives in Surrey, said, "It makes your life fuller when your eyes work properly. You don't realise how debilitating it is until it happens to you. I can still see my wife after 63 years of marriage. We can just carry on as normal and live life as fully as we can." The procedure, likened to a contact lens being surgically attached to the eye by a single stitch and put in place with a gas bubble, was offered to Mr. Farley by Frimley Health NHS Foundation Trust. Consultant ophthalmologist Thomas Poole said the use of artificial corneas was a great advancement for patient care. And our second item is new communications technology is available for free. Listeners can now apply for a free Alexa. That's an Echo Show or Echo Dot device from British Wireland Fund for the Blind. To get a device, you need to be in receipt of certain disability or income-related benefits and have an internet connection at home. Support to set up an Amazon account and activate the device will be available from AbilityNet if needed. Sophie Jones, the British Wireless for Blind Fund Chief Executive, said, "For lots of us, Alexa is already like a member of the family. But despite the obvious advantages for someone living with sight loss, we know that many aren't benefiting from this technology. This could be down to the cost of buying a smart speaker or barriers using these devices. We believe that no one living with sight loss should miss out on the audio experiences that others might take for granted. By offering these devices for free and teaming up with AbilityNet to ensure the support is there to get started, we can help people living with sight loss embrace all that Alexa has to offer." Chris Grant, Community Relationship Officer for AbilityNet, said, "We know that true digital accessibility is possible when the right technology comes together with the right support and guidance. Our network of community-based volunteers helps people use all kinds of digital technology. We are thrilled to support the new Alexa scheme and help more people reap the benefits we know this technology can offer for someone living with sight loss." So inquiries should be made to 01622 754 757. That's 01622 754 757. And now it's back to my colleagues for more local news items.